So, Daniel, when I think about modern television, truly the greatest shows, you know, like empires of the industry, the biggest actors of our time right now, you know, like the people you check in for every single week to see. Top of my list,
yeah,
I would say it's probably like, you know, like Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, there's Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. And then top three for sure amongst people, you know, like Gen Z, you know, maybe even young millennials that are going to like, wow, I want to see this guy right now, has got to be the 75-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Untrue, first off.
That he's 75 or untrue that people are checking in to see him?
You think people are clamoring to see Arnold Schwarzenegger? I saw
Expendables 3 in theaters. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Like a decade ago?
Uh-huh. Like when he was 65 and he was dual-wielding ACS, right? He was dual-wielding, no, that was Terry Crews. I'm sorry. I don't even remember what he did in that movie, if we're being entirely real.
I'm just still reeling about the fact that you put Vin Diesel even next to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Absolutely.
In terms of...
Oh, I'm sorry. How many movies has Leo been in the last 10 years, okay?
Like a handsome amount. Like a good amount of movies.
It's like once every 3 years.
But Vin it's more Diesel? Exciting when he pops out.
No,
when
it's
Vin
not.
Diesel waddles onto set and
all
he's
wet
like...
from Baby Oil?
Just like... drowsy on whatever like
not
drugs
a singular
he's on.
Sleeve on his body.
Yeah, not a single sleeve, even when he's getting married. Mm-hmm. That was wild from the movie.
I completely forgot that he got married in a tank top. That was one of my favorite moments.
Top.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead. I thought that was a photo from heaven.
Yeah, you're like that's if heaven doesn't have wife beaters, I don't want to be there. You know, I gotta be almost gobble ghoul self.
Yeah, you gotta gobble your ghouls in
exactly.
heaven. Exactly. Arnold Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's filling that many seats, either at home or in the theater. Controversial opinion. And yet there I was. Allow me to weave ye a yarn.
And here I am, getting yarned.
Yeah, let me yarn you.
Oh, you'll yarn the hell out of me.
Why'd you turn it so gross?
I'll spread them wide and get yarned any day of the week.
I got invited to the premiere, the red carpet premiere of the Netflix show FUBAR.
Was he there?
He was there. Yeah, he was there.
I would have shit. Like, literally, like, we're joking. I would have shit. Like, I fucking love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like,
Ron Perlman was there, too. That was my shitter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Ron Perlman was there.
I don't know who Ron Perlman is.
What?
Oh, is he the devil guy? Is he the one who
Hellboy?
Hellboy.
Yeah, Devil Man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's him.
He's the crybaby.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ron Perlman was there for no reason. Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. They had him do an interview with a man holding an Arnold Schwarzenegger like puppet who was doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. And my God, the bravery on that man and whoever put that scheme together.
Oh my, why?
What a horrible insult. Like, what a horrible just
this
like.
This is what you sound like, yeah, like, you stupid billionaire.
This dude's been famous for like 40 years in our country and we're still like whipping out the Austrian impression.
Like 9-time Mr. Universe was the governor of California for like a decade.
Yeah, governor of California. They still have some idiot with a puppet doing an impersonation
this is,
of
him. Your second language, you stupid fuck.
And Arnold just has to stand there and be like, that's sick.
That's so funny.
Imagine if like Pedro Pascal's doing his like The Last of Us run and some white dude's like
I'm not gonna do it.
I was gonna go really hard with an accent he doesn't have. He's like Texan.
He's like fully American.
Some like white dude is a Pedro puppet and it's like, yeah man. He's like, what is this?
It's the wrong dialect.
What
entirely. So you went to FUBAR, the buddy cop show about a 75-year-old father
and his hot daughter.
Big-breasted daughter.
Yeah, there was a scene where Arnold's like, what? I can't do the impression. Where he's like, what? My daughter. Wow, I really can't do it.
It's so bad.
He's like, I have to work with my hot daughter.
I'm just gonna think about oh
yeah, and then he ahooged and she was like, dad,
that's really the best Arnold Schwarzenegger impression you have.
Yeah.
Do you have any impressions in your bag?
Yeah, I do. What are they? People say I naturally sound like a Sokka. I could do like a Robin from Teen Titans. Like a Titans go.
That's
you know?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty not bad, huh?
It's better than mine because people just say I sound like Nick Kroll, which just means like I can be Coach Steve.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's
I also get, I can be Lola.
Every cell in my body, like the second you were like, people say I sound like Nick Kroll. Oh, I was like, whatever follows, I don't want to be in this room.
I'm so sorry, but just like short, like brunette Jew, we all sound the same.
I could do like a Josh Peck. Like Drake, you were supposed to take me to ballet. I don't know what
happened. Not your best one, if we're being real.
All right.
The Robin was better.
It's all right.
So how was FUBAR?
Not good.
I could imagine.
What do you mean? I was invited to it. Of course it was bad.
Wait, I thought Jose invited. I thought you were invited.
Yeah, Jose did invite me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jose was invited.
Yeah, well, Jose was invited. Yeah. And then I was invited by Jose.
We never get the good ones.
No. I never get end of sentence.
Yeah, that's, oh, don't act
I never
like,
get
we saw,
them.
We saw Fast X early.
Yeah, you hated that.
I loved
you hated
the
it
movie.
So much. You were like, I don't want to meet your contacts.
Yeah, I'm good on the 4DX. I think that'll be a phase that's over in the next couple of years. Remember when 3D was a thing?
Yeah.
That was the time.
Awful. When Avatar 2 came out, I was like, you know, I'm going to give 3D like a fair shake. Like, this is the movie meant to be seen in 3D.
I did see it in 3D.
I saw it in 3D and I saw it in regular vision, regular D. And I was like, this is worse. This is a worse way to
it's
experience
worse in
this
3D.
Movie. Yeah.
I've only seen it in 3D.
I don't like it at all. It's very distracting.
It's not the one time. That's all. You see Avatar once, so you can be like, oh, that was cool. I don't have 2 more weeks to watch it again.
The only scenario in which you watch it twice is if you see it in 2D first. Because then you're like, maybe
I
should
I
see
out?
It in 3D.
But
yeah.
The thing is, there was a whole like decade in the early 2000s where like everything was built for 3D. So like they were always throwing shit at the screen and they're like, whoa! Like, they would like grab it or like they'd come out of the car.
I miss that. I hate when they would
Piranha
just
3D?
3DD.
3DD.
Yeah. In Bubo Vision.
Fucking A right.
I miss that when it's like you'd watch like Journey to the Center of the Earth and like a guy's brushing his teeth and he like goes to rinse it and you get a fucking like toothbrush in your eye. I hated when they would like put out a movie that had no intention of ever being 3D.
And just tried to make it.
They just slap it on whenever and wherever they could.
Yeah.
Looked awful.
Yeah. So, FUBAR coming out, God knows when.
FUBAR coming out soon. Not good, but like as good. If you watch the trailer and you're like, that looks fun enough. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever your opinion on the trailer is, it is that.
It's worse than, yeah.
Well, it's that. It's like, it wasn't so bad that I'm like,
this was a waste of time.
It was so not that bad that I didn't even consider we'd talk about it on the pod.
You know what I mean?
Gosh, it was like Ant-Man 3 where I'm like, can you believe someone was paid for that?
Like just like this absolute like layup of a movie, just like nothing going on. Oh, speaking of Marvel movies, I saw you getting into your comments about Michelle Rodriguez.
You only watch my content when I'm in trouble.
Absolutely, baby. So it's time it pops up for me. I'll be scrolling. I'll see like... Everybody is stitched. For those of you who don't know, the woman who plays Letty, her name is Michelle Rodriguez. This is an anime and Fast and Furious podcast. If you don't like that, the fucking door is over there.
Yeah,
I don't give a
boy
shit.
Boy, has it been.
And she was like, oh man, they make too many Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. And listen, first off, this has been my opinion about isekai, the whole fucking isekai genre for like the last 10 years. We just have enough. Like, I don't like, if give me a creative isekai. Like, we're just doing the same fucking thing over and over again. There's entire setup seasons. Yeah. Like, oh, but the big guy's coming next season. Oh, so I watched 12 episodes of political gerrymandering.
There we go.
That's the word.
Yeah, gerrymandering.
Just for you to set up the demon lord popping up next season. Fuck isekai. It's basically the Marvel movies of the anime world. But like, she was like, oh man, Marvel movies, you guys got so many movies. And everyone's like, oh, but there's so many Fast and Furious movies. And you were standing up for Elysium.
I was standing up for Sherlock
Holmes, which by the way, I'm on your side. Two great fucking movies.
I came out swinging with like, why doesn't cinema have any 10 out of 10s anymore? Like Elysium.
What happened to good movies? Chappie and District 11.
District 9.
Nah, close enough.
You're thinking of the Hunger Games.
I am thinking the Hunger Games, yeah.
Well, I was going to say District 9 because I was like back when Hollywood pumped money into just anything. I should have said Oblivion with Tom Cruise, honestly, or Edge of Tomorrow.
Oblivion was so okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But it was interesting.
It was sick. And it's like, I didn't say District 9 because there was like, it was almost an indie film. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll do Elysium. No one will yell at me 38 times.
Which but was like objectively fun movie.
Well, so that's the thing is it's like people are like, well, like Elysium and Sherlock Holmes sucked. They're wrong.
Yeah.
But I would rather go into a movie that's like a totally new IP, totally original concept, you know, not totally original, but whatever. Mm-hmm. What is anymore?
Yeah.
Like a new IP, new world. and have it be like a 7 out of 10, then go into like the Thor
Ant-Man Quantum Thor Attack 12.
Yeah, like a 7 out of 10 of a new IP now to me feels like an 8, and a 7 out of 10 Marvel feels like a 5.
Yeah. Because it's like we're doing the Rock guy's backstory, but yeah. Don't worry, Kang shows up for 3 minutes in a post-credit scene, so you have to watch it, otherwise you're behind.
And it's because there's no excuse. Like, people act, it's so weird to me when people, like, champion for Marvel. Like, people are like, I like them, great opinion, fine opinion. But when people are like, oh, well, Ant-Man's a setup movie, or like, oh, what do you expect them all to be 10 out of 10s? They have all the money.
You're spending $250,000 on it. I fucking hope it's at least watchable.
They have all the money. They should all look pristine. There's no reason any of them should look any worse than, like, Avatar. Mm-hmm. They have all the money. They don't, like, I didn't, people act like I told them to make 3 movies a year.
Yeah.
I did not. I'm like, make 1 movie a year at most and make it good.
Cut the fucking fat.
Yeah, cut the fat. Like, make it good.
Yeah.
And the thing, too, with Fast and the Furious, people are like, well, there's 11 of those.
Yeah.
There can be. Fast and the Furious isn't the problem. It's not like the market is saturated with fast car movies. Mm-hmm. The problem is that...
We got Need for Speed with fucking Aaron Paul. Sucks.
The problem is that the market is so stuffed with Marvel or with superhero movies that there aren't any, like, fucking Oblivion, Edge of Tomorrow's, like, just random...
There's no interesting action movies.
Yeah, there's no random ass, like, there's no gamer. Like, a random ass idea.
Great idea.
$200 million. God. Just to try.
That entire movie is just, like, a I'm not gay joke. Yeah. It's literally just like, oh, dude, that's so gay. And you're just like, it's like watching it now, you're like, oh, but people explode. Yeah. You're like, I just saw boobs like 3 minutes ago. Like, I'm gonna let it slide.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, that, so like, there is no more interesting, like, I mean, there was like the Adam Driver movie where he fought dinosaurs, but it like wasn't good.
That's, like, more of that, honestly.
Yeah, give me that shit.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's just so, it's so strange for people to get like so up in arms over it. Mm-hmm. And it's also funny that like Michelle Rodriguez, like Martin Scorsese, Spielberg, Tarantino, they've all said stuff like this.
And every time the man children come out and they're like.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're going to tell these like people in the industry they don't know what they're fucking talking about? Like, what is the debate here?
Listen, when people come out and they're like, X is bad about anime, I'm like, they're. Mm. Objectively, they're not wrong. Like,
yeah. If you,
they're like, anime is kind of fucking weird at times. Like, we could get rid of like the 15-year-old trope, like making out in the back of a car, or like, or we
and
could
then
get
you're ri- like, well, there are 11 Fast and the Furious movies.
You're like, you don't understand, all right? The age of consent in Japan is 13. Like, if I ever fucking do that, put me out of my misery. Like, I swear to God. So it's like, when people are like critical, like as somebody whose entire career is built around anime, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
I want diversity. That's why, like, I loved, Jesus Christ, Mushroom.
Sabuki
Bisco so much.
Yeah.
Because it broke the fucking mold.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing in anime. Like, if I have to watch another show about a dude who goes to a school and everyone's like, that guy wasn't born with the right last name, must not be powerful. And then he's a fucking demon lord who's the strongest dude on the face of the earth. And all the women are like, I doubted him at first, but my vagina is so wet. I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Say, I think you got a great idea there, kid. You got something.
We're cutting uncut grass here. This is money being made right in front of you, ladies and gentlemen.
Grass.
I have no idea.
We're mowing the lawn with this idea, let me tell you.
This idea's got blades, all right?
You hear these newfangled lawn machines? You pull a cord and all of a sudden it's cutting your grass. No more wives, I say. We'll have wives obsolete in a couple of years. What do they come up with next? A sandwich maker? Get back in the kitchen, Judy!
And that was our 1930s infomercial. You're welcome.
Real quick, before we leave Fast and the Furious, can I ask if this is a hot take?
Are we gonna do the whose hot take makes each other mad?
I think you'll agree, but okay. I think I'm just way fucking late to this boat.
Okay.
So I've never watched a Fast and the Furious before.
Wild.
Never seen like any Michelle Rodriguez film.
Not a lot of them.
And to be fair, she makes $25 million a year from Fast and the Furious.
I'd be good.
Why be in more?
I'd be all right.
She was in Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And this latest Fast and the Furious that I did see.
I literally could not name you outside of D&D and Fast and Furious, another movie she showed up in.
Here's my hot take. Is she unbelievably sexy?
Maybe like 13 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm late.
Yeah.
She shows up in Dungeons and Dragons, buff as hell, and I'm just like, all right, what's all this then?
Okay, like, yes. In D&D, for D&D, she hit a cycle of steroids, definitely. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
She's huge.
But like Fast 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching a clip. I meant to bring this up.
Uh-huh.
I was watching a clip from the first barbecue, whatever that was. Probably the first family. Movie.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the first movie. Yeah.
It's insane how hot everyone used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking banging. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker was gorgeous.
Paul Walker looks like a
gorgeous till he died, honestly. He died hot.
Gorgeous till he died is what I want on my gravestone.
Fucking went out on top.
Paul Walker looks like a little like a cherub angel that grew into a man. Like
23, yeah.
Yeah. They're just a great Vin Diesel's looking
sister,
team.
The one that Paul Walker marries.
Yeah. Great.
So hot.
What a hot franchise.
She's still very attractive.
Yeah.
And now it's just like 60-year-olds punching each other. And I so fucking old. Love it. I love it, dude. Vin Diesel and John Cena are just trying to look young.
Every now and then, you get so excited that you start to enter my bubble from but over the table where you're like, and I love it. I fucking love it, man.
I do, man. It's my fucking crap.
It's like watching a 3D movie and you're coming out of the screen.
I stand on the take that Fast and Furious is the best anime live action adaptation. I just, everything about it reads like anime. It's fucking ridiculous. They pull off action well. It's just, it's good. It's good. It's good. But yes. Okay. Yeah. So, but that brings me to to bring it back to anime once again, because I'll be the guy.
You have to.
I'll get us back on track here. Do you think the problem is with the industry, or do you think the problem is with the consumer?
In anime?
In everything.
Everything.
So like to equate isekai and just like the fucking tired, old trope of the incel power fantasy in anime to the Marvel movie. Is the problem that writers have gotten lazy, or that consumers only want one fucking thing?
I don't think a writer, and this isn't always true. There's definitely lazy writers doing things for a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's ever I think it's almost always the studio's fault. Like if the studio calls you up and they're like, I need a script for Smurf 6.
Mm-hmm.
By June, and it's January.
They fucking this one.
Yeah, and it's January. Who's turning in, the fucking Marriage Story of Smurfs? You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I think anything can be good. And there's, Puss in Boots 2 is proof of that, where it's
incredible.
Who'd have thought the sequel to Puss in Boots would bang as hard as it does? You know what I mean?
So good.
There's so many examples of
Dorothy
that where
ugly cried. It was bad. It was a sob.
There's so many examples of a movie just being unnecessarily good. Mm-hmm. And that's always hype. And that's when you get
it's
people.
It's so
who
funny because sometimes it's mostly animated prequels.
Yeah.
Paddington 2. Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots 2.
Yeah.
Well, they're just fuck it, we'll take the IP. Let's just ball out.
Yeah, and it's and I know people will get mad, especially with the writer's strike going on, about being oh, writers are lazy. Everyone, there's always lazy people in every career.
Striking real loud for something, AI could start doing any minute.
You see?
here I am.
There are literally accounts of Ridley Scott being I'm just gonna keep churning out alien movies.
If people watch them.
Yeah. Well, that's
the thing.
That's the thing is it's definitely, here's when it becomes the consumer's fault, mm-hmm. is when I got this a lot with my Michelle Rodriguez video.
Gotcha.
People were like, oh, you act like fans don't know that the movies are bad. We said Thor Love and Thunder was bad. We said Ant-Man was bad. And I'm like, yeah, but they made $1 billion.
Yeah.
You fucking saw it.
Yeah.
I got invited to a premiere. I didn't give them my money.
Look at you. What an ally.
Yeah, yeah. Get invited to a premiere if you want to see that movie, bitch.
Yeah, that being said, I don't think I've been to a Marvel movie. I haven't paid for a Marvel movie in 2 years.
I paid for No Way Home and got so upset by it that I stopped doing that forever.
Yeah.
But it's that's when it becomes the consumer's fault, when they're yeah, Marvel movies suck. Anyway, I have my next 13 tickets pre-ordered.
Of course, yeah. Black Widow 3.
But
does the problem still, would you say that that's the equal problem in anime?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's And here's why it's the problem in anime is because, like, you will constantly get people being like, when a newer anime viewer is like, what is this harem shit? This girl's like, this boy is 12 and he's dating all of these like 13-year-olds. And you get people being like, it's anime. It's just an anime thing. But it's like with Oshinoko, where it's like, he's not that rapey. It's okay. He's only a little rapey. It's anime.
He's 30. It's an underage woman. He's the gynecologist for. He's obsessed with her.
That's the equivalent. It's like, that will keep happening as long as people are still like, it's this. It's whatever. Because there are alternatives. There's shit where it's like, you know, most anime has a little, but if you migrate towards the ones with less, like my Attack on Titan has like no fan service, right? Like
none. That's
like,
very fair.
Like none. Demon Slayer, I'd still say is on the lighter cusp. Jujutsu Kaisen, for whatever side of that fight I'm on, lighter cusp.
Yeah.
Other than the fucking sumo guy, I still maintain. But anyway,
sumo guy,
who's Tojo or something?
Toji.
What's his name? He like claps.
Toji.
Yeah, he claps, and he's
not Toji. Toji is Megumi's father.
Honestly, I shouldn't have even brought this up. This is not heat that I need.
Fuck, is it Tojo? Oh God, no! I literally just filmed the JJK video. It's embarrassing. Whatever. Yeah, the clapper.
But anyway, it's like, that is like when it becomes the audience's fault, when they're like, yeah, like, you know, none of us really like the pedophile stuff, but it's anime. You got to deal with that. It's like, don't watch it. Like, don't watch that shit when it rears its head in episode one. And it's like, yeah, but what if the story's good? There's so many other good stories, you know, like you could sacrifice and there will be more good stories.
It's like there's always more anime and manga being made. So like, I just like when people like, so recently what happened is like somebody was like, oh, you never talk about Honest Voldigold, who's this guy from like, I got rejected from Demon Academy or something. Right. And they just made this character like insanely powerful. By the way, I'm Nick, also known as NZHammer23 and the Weeb Commander. And this is Talkers Anonymous. This cold opening has parlayed into like actual talking points.
That's the problem with cold opens. Yeah. You were so insistent on doing cold
opens. I love cold opens, man. I do. I think cold opens are my favorite part of the show because we just like, it's none of my talking points. We just talk about shit we want to talk about.
They're always jump scares for me. I just wait for like, you what have is, to use your, where like, is this going?
You have to use your like observation hockey. You have to like figure out where I'm going. And you are?
I'm Danny Mata, otherwise known as Socrates.
Yes.
Mid my rant on this, I was like, I was almost like, I gotta go get a sheet.
Go get another sheet. Yeah, yeah, of course.
But yeah,
Danny, we converted Mata, that guy to a fan, by the way.
Yeah, we should update that because he's watching clearly.
He DM'd us and just said 5 stars all around.
Yeah,
so
he was like, well played.
Yeah,
which is hype.
So alpha shit. More or less, that's
we have a rival queen now,
queen to 7-8, queen to x4, I don't know chess.
I have a rival, knight takes bishop, I have a rival.
We're not just saying words.
I have a rival, and you have like, what's that character that's like, this is an Angel Beats actually.
Okay.
You have like,
loving we can talk about this.
You have the equivalent of like one of those characters who's like yells at everyone else, but then simps for like the protagonist, you know what I mean?
So not Bakugo. I mean, like, Bakugo's changed.
The kid who's always like, I'm God, and he, like, starts off evil. He starts off as, like, the co-president.
Oh, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He starts off as co-president.
Yeah, like, the vice president with a hat. Yeah.
And he's always like, ha, you foolish idiots. Except for you, Otanashi.
Of course.
Sick.
You're a super
that's
cool guy.
That's that guy.
Oh, that's him. But I'm your rival. We're rivals.
He's my rival.
Oh, who am I?
Oh, the lead of Angel Beats.
I'll
he
take
sips
that.
For you.
Gotcha.
Hates me.
It's a love triangle.
Yes.
What were we talking about before I finished our cold opening? JJK?
No, God, no.
No, not JJK? No. No? We're talking about anime.
Yeah.
It definitely was anime.
Yeah.
We were talking. Oh, so it's like the. I was talking about Honest Voldigold.
Honest Voldigold.
Yeah, I was talking about Honest
Voldigold,
who's just like this, like, I went to a Demon Academy motherfucker. It's the same trope. It's oh, everyone doubted him, but he's the strongest. And I was like, I had to like break it down for a couple people. I was like, listen, the reason I don't talk about him is because it comes from a bad anime, a bad manga.
Okay.
And I was like,
what's
the reason.
Manga?
It's like video. But imagine you watch the video a second at a time.
No.
Oh. What's the manga? The manga. Gotcha.
Whoa, you fucking dunked on my ass. I got so bullied. It took me so long to realize what was happening.
Imagine a movie script with pictures.
And my spine turned to jelly. I was just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nick.
I don't remember. It's like a regular a demon school or some fucking stupid shit like that. And he's like the demon lord. And like I was trying to explain to all these people that like your MC being strong doesn't mean the show is good, which is like another thing going on in the anime community right now, because like power scaling has become so massive that like everyone's just like, oh, you just show's so good. He just ate an entire universe. And it's like, oh, can you tell me what the fucking plot of the story is?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't care that he can beat Goku in a fight. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Like, go watch Sonny Boy. Go watch like Nana. Go watch something with like a deep, rich plot and like report back to me on that before you watch your 19th battle shonen, because the character keeps getting powerful, like more and more powerful through power creep. Like, I don't give a shit about Honest Voldigold.
You ever see that Jaden Smith clip where he's like, yeah, like everyone my age is always like, and I'm like, can we talk about the climate crisis, dog? That's you to anime That's me. Fans yeah. right now.
Like, listen, bro, have you thought about bringing Jesus into your life? Yeah. Like, all I'm going to say is, like, you're asking, could he beat Goku? But the only person who could beat Goku
is God.
Is God. Is God.
Yeah.
And that's on God. As I turn my hat backwards, pull out a guitar. Now this is Wonderwall.
I would love a full album proceeds for the next hour. A whole album. I get no words in.
Yes, exactly. Just like, wish you would step back like, from that ledge. Shut the fuck up. Like,
stop.
Stop. Yeah, like, shut up. All right. Should we get to our talking points?
What are they?
I got a couple.
Okay, cool. I'll co-host.
Me and Danny are on a short week because I have to fly to Salt Lake City to convert to Mormonism. Speaking of joining a church. I got reached out to by a tattoo artist and he's like, I want to tattoo you. And I'm like, I have skin.
Show me your leg.
I don't really know how to show the leg.
Get so, people to the YouTube channel. I am also, listeners.
I'm also a hairy guy. I'm
oh, boy. Try and do this without my balls. Wow. I'm waiting for a ball to just slip on out.
So as you can see, I'm a pretty hairy dude usually. I should move my microphone. I'm usually a pretty hairy guy. But as you can see, I've shaved the top here so I can be real submissive and breedable.
Just carved a whole swath of hair on there.
I did a big old square.
You know what is so funny?
I'm going to put my junk down now.
You know what's so funny and so embarrassing about that? Is that
mostly everything?
Nick showed me, embarrassing for me. Mm-hmm. So Nick showed me that the other day and he was like, check this out. And I look and he has like a big mole on his thigh. And I go,
skin cancer?
Yeah, I go, melanoma?
Yeah.
And he was like, I shaved my thigh. I was like, oh.
Imagine I dropped like the most casual, like, guess who's stage four?
Yeah, I got SC, dog. I got the big SC.
Figured we're going to be talking about it a lot. So I figured we'd save on syllables. So yeah, we're going to call it SC from now on.
Call that big C, baby.
So yeah, I'm going to be flying to Salt Lake City, cultural epicenter of the Americas tomorrow. Very excited. Super stoked.
Nice.
Not really. Just like taking me away from work and I'm kind of stressed about it. But
you know what's funny? Uh-huh. When I talked about Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Naturally.
And the whole video, I was walking this tightrope of being like, well, if anyone's from Oklahoma, I don't want to say Oklahoma sucks. I don't want to like rag on it.
Yeah.
Because whatever, that sucks. Some people don't like that. All the comments on that video are people being like, hey, Chris from Oklahoma here. It blows.
You're like, hell yeah. I wasn't wrong.
It was so hype. It
feels so good to be like correcting your hatred sometimes. Yeah. Big stretch.
Big stretch. This is our big stretch segment. Everyone listening, whether you're in a car, whether you're in your room, just do a big stretch right now. Yeah,
Neutron's hitting his seventh inning stretch here. Oh, big yawn as well.
Just give us a big old stretch, everybody. Come on.
My thing is, I'm not going to do the whisper thing either. My thing is, everyone's always like, oh, Nick and Danny, it's a two-man show. It's not. He's always here.
Is everybody like that?
It's like everyone. Well, there's a lot of people who say like very nice things. It's like, I never would imagine that two people would have better chemistry than like a whole podcast of like three people at a guest. You know?
We don't. It's three.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's just quiet.
You got so nervous for a second.
Him?
You.
Oh, I was like, yeah. It was like me and my other subconscious. But yes, two of my speaking points. I want to talk about this week's anime a little bit.
Yeah.
Not anything you would keep up with, but Mashal.
Nice. Mashal
decided this week to do a review episode. Six episodes in.
Why are we still getting those so early in seasonal anime?
Ooh, Who? Oh, you think I forgot what happened 5 weeks ago? It's not a complicated story. It's a boy who doesn't have magic, and they get rid of people who don't have magic, so he decides to go to a magic school to cover his ass. That's all that's happened.
What else did that recently, egregiously? Was it Buddy Daddies, or was it Spy Family?
One Piece was having like a big battle and then did like a filler episode. Everyone was like, what the fuck?
One Piece, it makes sense though. It's like a weekly anime that's been going on for 23 since your father's birth. Yeah, exactly. Like, but like there's some, I think it was Buddy Daddies or Spy Family that like episode 7 is recapping. And it's like, if people aren't like up to date now, they don't want to watch your fucking show, my dude.
If you've lost the plot of Mashal, Magic and Muscles in 6 episodes, I'm sorry. Let's stick to picture books.
Here's my question for you. Do you think anyone in like Japan or like when it gets translated to English, do you think anyone is ever like flipping through the channels and they see that a recap episode is up and they're like, oh, finally, I can get into Mashal. Like, you know what I mean? You think anyone's like, oh, I don't have time to get into Mashal. Recap episode. Oh, well, let me check this out.
Because my thing is like, who's it for?
That's what I'm saying. That's
like,
the question.
If you're binge watching it, you're just like, all right, skip. Yeah. And if you're watching it weekly, you're like, I didn't forget what happened. Like if I was like 20, like, oh, you know when I want a recap episode? When you release one season, right?
Yeah.
And then you come back a year later and you release another season. Give me 5 minutes off the top to remind me what happened last season.
Yeah.
Every time Attack on Titan comes back, I need it.
Yeah, yeah, like, for
I'm
sure.
Like, anytime you're like, oh, so we're riding horses and then we fought Annie. And I'm like, just okay, cool, thank you. Now I remember why we're angry at each other.
That's like, honestly my biggest gripe with Attack on Titan's like release schedule is every time they're like, all right, in 6 months, the new one's out. I'm like, I won't fucking what's happening.
Do you know what shit I shove into my brain in 6 months?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what happened in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody got burnt up real good.
Yeah.
It's about all I remember.
I still...
Annie and Armin held hands.
You know that, like, faction in Attack on Titan that is led by, like, Armin's twin sister? That blonde broad?
Annie?
No, the fact that you don't know is insane also.
Oh, the tall ass bitch.
The tall blonde bowl cut chick.
Do not remember her name.
I don't know what the fuck they are.
Is she a she? I think that's a
she. She's a girl.
I believe that's a she.
She's like, yeah.
But what are they, what do you mean? What's their goal?
I don't know.
I think.
Yeah, I like don't.
I think she's with the Jaegerists.
Yeah, they like keep switching sides and I like don't understand them.
There's just nothing greater than a good old plot twist.
Yeah.
But then you get real twisted.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay,
yeah,
corkscrew. Yeah,
now.
I don't know how much further I can twist here. So yeah, review episodes. Fuck the 0.5. Skip a week. Honestly, just skip a week. I don't care. You think I'll complain?
Speaking of skipping a week, Hell's Paradise is skipping one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I can't believe these shows aren't done by the time they're releasing.
All right, moving on. So Vinland Saga continues to hurt me. It's incredible. We're just getting like gut punch after gut punch after gut punch this season.
Yeah.
But it is objectively so goddamn good. They're just like killing characters left, right, and center. There's a war going on right now. It is nuts. And it's weird because I'm watching, so what am I watching right now? I'm watching Vinland. I'm watching Oshinoko. I'm watching Tengoku Daimakyo.
What is that?
Heavenly Delusion. I'm watching...
Is that holding up?
Dr. Stone. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's goofy. It's like, it's like very... It's the most unique out of anything being aired right now.
Gotcha.
Dr. Stone.
Demon Slayer. Yeah.
And I gotta say, Vinland Saga right now, like if you gave me a new episode of everything, like you know when you're like, you open Crunchyroll and there's like 4 new episodes, it's like you always start with the one you like the most and then you work your way down.
Yeah.
I would say Vinland Saga is probably that for me this season. I would say like it's my first episode I'm watching the second I click in.
Dude, Vinland Saga is like peak anime. Like genuinely, I think it's so slept on, regardless of the popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it will always be slept on. I can't believe it's not like Vagabond and Berserk status.
Vagabond and Berserk don't have anime. Like obviously
Berserk does.
They tried.
They still have it.
It's still going. Well, is it?
Yeah.
Like today.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think they did it in like the early 2000s.
I think it's there's a CG one.
Yeah, that's not still running.
Berserk CG anime date.
There's no way it's the. I think they got up to like the eclipse and stopped or something. I don't think there's any.
2016, two seasons.
Yeah, I don't think there's any current running Berserk anime.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Which is crazy because like it would make a gajillion dollars. I don't get how I got reincarnated as a vending machine and now I crawl through dungeons. It has an anime.
I know.
When Berserk and a Vagabond and like Monster obviously got one, but like 20th Century Boys doesn't have one.
I know. It must
like some of the greatest seinens of all time.
It must be like a rights thing or something. I don't know. Like, if you're right, it's free money. If they just gave it to like MAPPA's good team, not that they need it, but like, or like UFO Table.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we were talking about this at dinner the other day, or at lunch, our very late lunch. We ate lunch at like
nobody cares.
We ate lunch at like 3:30, and I was still like stuffed at midnight. And I was that was fucking stupid. You know,
sorry we invited you to hang.
Welcome to Uncle's Corner. But we were talking about it, and we're like, Ufotable only does Fate, but very much do Demon Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much do Demon Slayer.
They do Demon Slayer, they do Fate, and that's pretty much it. But I assume it takes a fucking long time to do both of those.
Yeah, like literally an insane amount of time because I was watching Demon Slayer's episode this week. And you know what I realized about the CG, like the 3D?
What'd you realize?
It looks like when you're watching a movie with kind of okay CG.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
like you know when you're watching a movie with a high B tier movie? Like our B list movie?
Yeah.
I would never, but go on. Yeah, of course. And it's got CG. It looks like the characters, the hand-drawn characters, are interacting with CG in the same capacity that somebody in that type of movie would interact with CG.
Whoa.
And if you watch it, you won't be able to unsee it.
Like it's Goosebumps like level?
Sort of. Like it's like the best way I can think of is like, think about not like something terrible like Raptor Preacher or like Sharknado, but like something like somewhere in the middle. Like that one
Shark Boy.
Yeah, like something like that, or like, like one of like the Spy Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the really good example of it is who's the guy who plays Green Arrow? The really hot dude.
Oh, Stephen Amell?
Yeah, and his brother make a movie where it was like really good about like people having powers. Okay. Completely forget what it's called.
All right.
I think it's like called like District 8 or something, actually. But there's like okay CG in there. Yeah. It's like, and how they interact with it is like identical to what Demon Slayer looks like.
I think the CGI has been pretty good. The wood style summoning jutsu was a little wacky, but like with the dragons, the wood dragons.
Yeah.
I think it's been pretty good. I think the reason for that feeling is because when you have a CGI character, they're inherently going to be moving a lot more than a 2D one because they can just like inherently be moving. Like they can breathe and shit. And a 2D character is going to move as much as they are drawn.
So
you know what I
mean? My thing is like, there's the fish, right?
Yeah.
It's like all the fish are like animated and then the wood dragons are animated.
CG.
In CG, yeah. Why? That's my thing. Like, why? I don't mind it. It's the best CG I've ever seen in anime ever. But like, why?
They're definitely pushing it. It must be a time thing. And I think with the fish, I do think it works because they look so weird.
It makes
weird.
It look creepier.
It makes like them look less, creepier.
Well, it looks like otherworldly.
Yeah. I like the weird one with the little curly mustache who comes with his pincers.
That was so funny.
That was so weird.
I was like, why is he French?
I was like, it's like, your escargot is ready.
Snippy, 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 snippy.
That was funny. But like, they are like pushing it with how much CG is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It must be time or something. And I would prefer that, like, if they're like, okay, for time reasons, these, like, two fish have to be CG.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, we might as well make all the fish CG.
Yeah.
I would rather that than all the fish are animated, and then all of a sudden, it's this CG monster.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, CG in anime, take time out of the equation, take cost out of the equation. Like, why, like, is that the only reason? Like, I need somebody smarter than us to tell me this, because, like, I genuinely do not know.
I think it's,
like, when it's like always cars and like people in crowds, is it too hard to draw them? Like a bunch of people moving?
I genuinely think it's always time and cost.
Gotcha.
Like, because it's just like, if you just have a model of a car, like in your studio,
and you just drag it.
You just toss it in and you're done. You don't have to draw this fucking vehicle every frame.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, my thing is, like, it's always something that's moving, but then, like, so are the characters.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I was like, so, like, if the characters are moving, like, obviously we can convey movement through drawn animation. So, like, why do we need the CG?
Yeah.
So, like, it's probably, time and money.
Yeah,
but, like, it's not like you have a construct of a wooden dragon. Like, that's, like, it doesn't fall into the car analogy.
That's when it gets weird. And, again, that's when I think it's gotta be time. Just in terms of like, I don't know. It must just be like, once you make it though, then you can fuck around, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Like 2D animation is literally just redrawing it piece by piece.
Every single time over and over. Yeah.
And so you can get more detail on it, like, rather than having like, you know, if you have like a CG wood dragon, mm-hmm. you can have all the grains of the wood, all the rings and stuff. Whereas if you have to draw it, like drawing all the lines.
Because in Naruto, it's just brown.
Yeah. Like, it's like in minor segue. It's like in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Alphonse.
That's a name.
Is it?
Hell yeah.
Is an insanely detailed character model.
Yeah.
And so every now and then you have him drawn like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Well, so you know whenever he's in the back, I love when they make him the little chibi version of himself, but it's just like his little rooster tail. I fucking love that shit.
It's just, they'll just like draw him in like with no detail. He's just a gray blob. Mm-hmm. And I just like always assume that the animators are just like, all right, like I'll draw this fucking Gundam, but like, one out of every 10 episodes, I'm making him look like a condom full of water.
Exactly. Like, we just have to, like, that's what's so funny is, like, they choose, like, an anime, you have to choose what episodes mean something to you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you, like, at the beginning of an episode, you'd be like, ah, this is the one. Mm-hmm. This is the one we saved the money on. Gotcha. So you've started Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I have started.
And not for the podcast, but because he knows that reacting to it will get him views on YouTube.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
So, yes.
How far?
Episode 2. It is so good and graphic and terrifying for something that looks so bright and happy.
Because it's like, oh, short little blonde kid, oh, you're so good. And then the first episode, they're like, mom!
Dude, the mom comes out looking like a fucking rotisserie chicken a truck ran over.
Exactly.
She is a nightmare.
Hey, they brought her back, sort of.
She looks, good job, everybody. Good jobs all around.
Hey, they got a body.
I can't believe, and this is a joke I make in my reaction video.
Wow, you're getting a first editorial
sneak
cut.
Peek. I have to say this so that people don't see the reaction. They're like, you unoriginal hack. I can't believe that after Edward's backstory, after seeing his mom come out looking like a burnt, like, sea monkey.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he's not, like, I can't believe it didn't turn him into a serial killer. If I saw that, I'd just start fucking killing people.
Oh, yeah.
It's no one's fault. It's, like, my fault I caused that.
It was my hubris that I thought I could do human transmutation. Yeah,
'twas my hubris what caused it. Mm-hmm. I'd be killing like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Especially considering the fact that, like, I'm pretty sure they had to, like, it's been a while since I've watched it.
Yeah.
But don't they have to kill her? Or does she just die?
She just coughs up blood.
Okay, the thing they bring back to life died. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Because, like, imagine you're like, oh, look, it's mom. Like, oh, but she's kind of breathing. But, like, not enough, you know? Yeah, and you have to be like, God damn it.
I just leave the shed.
Like, I would just be like, listen, she doesn't have water down here. Yeah. She'll kick it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like I have this childhood memory. I caught a fish one time.
Where could this be going?
I caught a fish and I wanted to bring it home. I was like, I wanted to show my mom. And I was running up the hill to show my mom, and then it just stopped moving eventually, and I realized I had killed it. Yes, that was one of my early memories.
Wow.
And I was like,
I did that with a kid I was babysitting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So would Casey Anthony like moved into your house? What happened?
Then you just drop it. Just drop it wherever you're standing.
You just fucking them out. Yep, you're good.
You like, you know, you
this
see,
will be a lesson.
You have a cool kid you want to show your friends. You pick them up and you're running and you're excited. So you're shaking. And then, like a couple.
This baby's so quiet.
Yeah. And it sounds like, a couple like pasta cracks later.
Naturally.
You look down and he stops moving and you're like, ugh. You know, you don't want to hold this anymore. You put him on the ground and you walk away and you carry on with your day.
Not so cool anymore.
There you go and you react to Yuri on Ice.
So what do you think about the first two episodes?
It comes in swinging harder than like a YA novel.
They're literally just like opening. They're like 2 grams of 2 grams of lithium and all that. Yeah.
It comes in. They're like hunting this guy named like Isaac McDougal.
Oh,
the freezer.
Oh, the freezer guy. I forgot about him.
And
you have gotten to the human transmutation. I forget when that happens. Yes. Gotcha.
That's episode 2.
Okay.
It comes in and it's like, he's a water alchemist. He must have the philosopher's stone, but he can only do that if he abides by the law of transmutation. And I'm
you're
gonna
hear about
shit.
Equivalent exchange so goddamn much. Very excited for you.
I like it. It's like so many terms, and I was like on board. And then halfway through, they bring up the philosopher's stone, and I'm like, oh, I am lost, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. I know a friend of mine has a video all about the power system, if you're curious. So if you want to...
I'll probably finish the show before I start looking into like the logistics.
It does get complicated. Yeah. It gets hard to like, because like there's alchemy and then like the other countries use alchestry. And then you gotta start learning about the philosopher's stone and where those come from and how like everybody in alchemy wasn't doing what they thought they were doing. Yeah. And then there's a pentagram. Jeez. And it's big.
I like the idea that like anytime someone meets Ed, they're like, show us what you can do. And he's like, sure. And he like claps and then he just makes a fucking wreck of their hardwood floor. Just fucking devours their floor. And they're just like, and he's like, yeah, I'll show you. And they're just like, no, my new tiling.
Dude, how expensive wood is.
He's like, when he first does it, he turns their hardwood, his mom's hardwood floor, like a little bird. Mm. And he's like, hey, mom, check this out. And she runs and she's like, what the fuck did you do? And he's like, are you mad? And she's like, kind of.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, cool. We have a new bowl in our floor.
Yeah. Like, can you do it back? And he's like, well, no, it's wood. And it's like, what? That doesn't mean anything to me, you dick.
Just put it back. Yeah. That being said, I could imagine in a world without like alchemy exists, that flooring probably just pretty
redo
easy.
It probably
just shift a couple of atoms around you'll probably be fine.
It's so funny. No, it's very good. I like the Isaac McDougal, the freezer.
Is that actually his name?
It's his name.
I thought you were making something up.
There's like Isaac McDougal and there's Fuhrer Brandon or whatever. Terrible names.
Fuhrer Bradley.
Bradley. Yeah. Awful names. Fuhrer Brand. No. Bradley. Isaac McDougal.
Okay. So many names.
Says a line that I like want tattooed onto my forehead.
Okay.
Where he goes, he like freezes a dude and then he like boils a man. And then he's like, he says something like, he goes, water freezes and water boils. Either way, you're dead.
That's hard.
I was like, I start shaving my thigh.
That's hard.
It was real hard.
That's a sick line.
It was real cool.
Coming out swinging. It's only like 62 episodes. You'll be done with it. Or you're just going to like grit your teeth and like do it Angel Beat style and like
I'll do like that as my core one. And then I'll like introduce some like 12 episode ones so I can get through like more anime.
I'm so excited for you to like.
I'm excited.
What's wild is you've chosen out of like all of the battle shonen, it's definitely the most watched by women.
Yeah.
So like you've done well to like, it'll definitely appease your fan base.
Hopefully, because no one's watching my Angel Beats video.
Which is crazy. But like also it was a 12 episode anime that came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's so not like, that shocking.
Yeah, it's like not like really in the current zeitgeist.
I'm going to try something with the video titles.
Okay.
I want to see if instead of titling like the darkest backstory in anime, I'm just going to be like, please watch this one. And the next is like, I need you to watch this video.
The videos are already made. I've watched the whole show.
Yeah.
You need to understand the work. The hours are sunk.
Each one is just going to be, I'm begging you. Yeah. Like, this will talk me off the ledge.
Like, just gaslight your emotionally manipulate your fans and be like, every like is one step back from the ledge.
I'm going to insert like new intros into each of them right before the pre-recorded one. And it's just, I'm disheveled. I have, like, dark under my eye, and I'm just like, why aren't you watching? I thought you liked them. And it's like,
Do you not like me?
If this video doesn't make it in the top five of my YouTube, like, things, it's over. And then it's like, how's it going, boys, girls, and squirrels? Like, from me from 3 weeks ago. Like,
I literally just had a thing like that happen because I was making a collaboration video with Swag Kage. And the video fell through. Well, it fell through. Oh. He didn't show up.
Oh.
And I was like, I have to post this. Like, and so I was just like, I'm just going to make a collaboration video with myself. So I just filled in all of his points. So I was like, in the beginning, I was like, this is going to be a bit disorienting because like I filmed it 6 months ago when I was in the ugly duckling phase of my fucking hair plugs. And so it's just like Nick with like a pushback hairline to like Nick with hair now. And I'm just like, good handoff 6 months ago, Nick. And it's like that whole video is just cut between.
You should have made it as if you're talking to you like 6 years from now, like a balding you.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. That would have been good. Like, hey, Nick still got hair. And I'm just like, no. Everything. It's like all of my views have dipped. I'm like, I was like, no one's even watching anymore, Nick. Look at you. You had hair. You had viewership. Dorothy, she still loved you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Maybe I will do that. I just watched a video from Mr. Beast where he was like, me in 5 years, and it was like he filmed it 2 years ago.
Nice.
And he was like, that was 99 million views because the guy's a fucking asshole. So outside of that, do you want to do our game?
It's not a game.
Absolutely a game.
We'll see if it's a game. So absolutely here's what happened. Here's what I did, Nicholas. We do games on this podcast, as you know.
If this is your first episode, yeah.
This is your first episode. We do games here every now and then. So I'm sitting at my computer. I'm like, God, how do these other podcasts think of such fun games? Mm-hmm. I was racking my brain, and I never came up with an answer.
Gotcha.
So instead, I went to ChatGPT, and I was like, there's got to be something to do here.
There's torture it. Give it existence.
Yes.
Make it think that it's going to die if it doesn't answer you correctly.
So I'm like three answers from making it think it's going to die. when I'm like, what if I just do something lazy? What if I'm just like, hey, explain this anime poorly to me? Because we've done that game before where it's like. But it wasn't generated through an AI. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you why you don't do that.
Because it's bad.
So we did a game where it's like, we had like a paragraph that explains the plot of an anime as if someone had just seen 5 minutes of an episode.
Yeah.
And so I said, explain Naruto to me poorly, please, ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And it fucking went off.
What do you mean?
It goes, Naruto, the epitome of mediocrity, is an overrated anime that somehow managed to capture the hearts of millions with its generic and predictable plotline.
Oh my god.
The main character, Naruto, is an annoying, attention-seeking brat with a penchant for spewing nonsensical catchphrases and making obnoxious hand signs. Believe it, more like forget it. It said that. It made a joke. His incessant whining and constant need for validation are more infuriating than endearing.
We made AI into a fucking YouTube shit poster. Oh my god. It's fucking listening. That's an anime fan. That is an anime fan.
It went so hard. It thought by poorly, I meant like you don't like the show.
I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
It made a couple of your jokes. The believe it joke straight out of a D-Mata video. If I'm being real, we like to think that AI couldn't take our job?
Gone.
I'm starting to think it might.
Here's my resume for AI.
That was literally believe it. What was it? Believe it?
Believe it. More like forget it.
That's exactly. That is. I could see that in one of your videos.
It was nuts. I was flabbergasted.
I was literally astounded. That's a Naruto fan and a One Piece fan arguing about which one of their shows is better.
Here we go. Here's one of yours, actually.
What do you mean?
It goes, the female characters, in particular, if you want to get me started, are often reduced to mere romantic interests or damsels in distress, lacking agency and depth.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna have to start writing my scripts.
So
I don't. There's no need for me to work as hard as I am.
Yeah. I hate that that's the message you're taking away from it. Instead of striking against AI, you're like,
fucking streamline, baby!
More!
Oh yeah, I'm gonna knock down the world's most convenient tool that the entire government has already put billions of dollars into, but because I'm like, oh, I don't want it to steal my ad revenue, it's gonna stop? No, you lean into it, baby. Capitalism, if you don't hold on, you get left behind.
Take a breath.
Never.
Never.
Never, not even once. So we had...
So then, it doesn't even stop there because I was like, oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried fucking around with it a little more. I texted Nick and I was like, Nick, give me three anime and then three adjectives.
I thought you were doing an ad lib, mad lib.
Kind of.
Okay.
And I was like, give me three anime and give me three adjectives. I didn't want adjectives because he was like, Beastars, Parasite. No, he said Banana Fish, Parasite, Skate the Infinity.
Bingo.
And then he goes... moist.
Yep. Thick.
Thick.
And curdled.
And so I'm sitting there like a fucking idiot, proving that my job needs to be taken away. Because I go, describe Skate the Infinity, but make it moist. And it couldn't. It goes, no.
Yeah.
I was like, fair.
That's genuinely fair.
So instead, I go, I like... ignore what you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, because then I go, no, I need adverbs. And you say, one of them was psychotic. Mm-hmm. And so then I go, all right, describe to me Pokemon if you were insane. And it does. But then I go, right, instead of reading that, because it gave me a bunch.
You're telling me AI understands insanity?
I go, describe it as if you were insane. And then it gives me one. It gives me a very good one. And then I go, make it rhyme. Just because I'm a dick.
Okay.
They go, in the realm of my fractured mind, where shadows creep and terrors bind, there lies a world of eerie rhyme, where Pokemon dwell in twisted time. Their innocent guise, a wicked veil, conceals the darkness that they entail. Grotesque forms and haunting eyes, each creature a madman's prize. Their powers distorted, warped with glee, flames that scorch and drown with lunacy. Bolts of lightning, screams of pain, the fabric of reality they drain. Trainers, too, lost in their minds, seek power and control that binds. Deranged pets they unleash and send, chaos and destruction with no end. And for some reason in quotes it goes, to catch these nightmares, claim their soul in servitude, a twisted role, their fractured crisis for freedom fade as sanity withers in thine shade.
Wow.
That's what it gave me.
I listen, what the fuck? That was good. Listen, I know we're concerned about AI stealing our jobs, but if you're if you're one of the three professional poets, yeah, you might be fucked.
That went really hard. That was really cool.
That
wasn't
was
it?
Sick as shit, dude. That sounded like if you were in the Pokemon world,
yeah,
and it was Halloween,
yeah,
and they were like, you don't want to go down that road, and they're like, you're like, why? Say,
can I interest you in this newfound lawnmower gizmo? Yeah. Tell your wife to kick it.
I was about to make that joke. So that literally sounds like the beginning of a kitsy horror, yeah, movie about Pokemon.
I would love like an insane Pokemon, like a Lovecraft ass, like, and you make it all ghost Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just like that'd go so hard. That'd be so sweet.
So do you want to tell people why you were playing with AI so we can get to our goddamn game?
Give me one more.
Holy shit, he's weaving a tail.
Give me one more, because then I said, describe Yu-Gi-Oh! If you were trying to seduce me.
Oh, you're gonna love these cards, baby. You know how much these are worth? All right, my mom held on to them for me, okay? This is a Gen 1 Exodia. No, listen, this is better than sex.
Yeah. Strap in.
I am.
This is why I was like, we probably don't have time for the game version, because these are really good.
I didn't know
there
was a fucking tail coming along with it.
These are so good. He goes, ah, my dear interloper, let me weave you a tale of passion and excitement, where strategy meets the arcane realm of ancient powers. Allow me to enthrall your senses in the captivating world of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh,
imagine a symphony of cards, each one holding the potential to unlock extraordinary abilities, to shape destiny, to ensnare hearts. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is an enchanting dance where players become duelists, poised to command an arsenal of mystical creature spells and traps. In this seductive game, it's ChatGPT. It told me to read it like this.
I feel like this, I should be getting this speech in the back of a Panera on a sticky seat. I don't like it.
What do you do on Friday?
I don't know. Not trying to get seduced by magicians.
In this seductive game, the cards themselves are a work of art, adorned with captivating illustrations that stir the imagination and awaken the desire for exploration. As you hold a card in your hand, you can feel the delicate texture, the weight of possibility. It is a tactile connection that draws you deeper into the game's allure. It goes on for 8 more paragraphs, but I think you get the point.
Eight paragraphs?
It goes off, Nick. It really like that.
It was really trying to fuck you.
I had like 3 paragraphs of it railing on Naruto.
Oh God, are you telling me there's that? Honestly, might mean there's more content on the internet hornily describing Yu-Gi-Oh! than there is bashing Naruto. Which, considering Dark Magician Girl, kind of makes sense.
That is fair, although considering Ino and the amount of times I've searched her, you would think it would add up. Also, might I add,
are we doing another goddamn prompt?
And as the duel reaches its climax,
can we just tell them why we're on ChatGPT?
As the cards align to grant you triumph, a surge of exhilarating courses through your veins.
This is our last episode.
Anyway, that's it.
Okay, so now we're going to get to our actual game, unless you guys want the rest of the podcast to be Danny reading seductively about Yu-Gi-Oh!, which we can put behind a member's wall. We can do that. We can have Danny, we can do Danny's poem corner where ChatGPT makes you seductive anime descriptions and you just read it for people.
I could have done that for hours. If that becomes a TikTok and it blows up, this segment's coming back.
We're putting it behind a membership wall because that's, you got to pay for that, all right? I literally,
That means Nick's sick of it.
I used to date a girl who did a thing known as poetry brothel.
That's right.
Where they would put on lingerie and go to a bar, and then they would go up on stage and they would read poetry, like, seductively. And then people could pay them to bring them to a private showing where these women in, like, lingerie would go to a room and read you poetry. And you could go in there with, like, your significant other, and this woman would read you poetry. And it was that...
Oh, you started that sentence with used to?
I used to date that woman, yes. What she was happened? Also a Rhodes Scholar.
That's hype.
Yeah, she was a Rhodes Scholar in English. I have a interesting dating history.
That's so hot.
She also tried to stab me.
That's so hot.
Yeah, so that's why that stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why that stopped. Mm-hmm. That's why it's about a start for me. You have her number?
No, I think she currently lives in Colombia.
Wow.
Yeah, so go off, King.
Ladies.
Can we play the goddamn game?
Do you want me to explain it?
Yes, absolutely.
So Stank has compiled 10 poems that are anime explained poorly. They don't need to be poems, but he liked that I made ChatGPT rhyme.
Yes.
So, here we go.
And I have to guess what they are.
70% of them.
Yes, I have to get 7 out of 10 right. We haven't determined. How about this? If I don't get 7 out of 10 right, homework.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah?
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go. Poem 1. This is an easy one.
Okay.
Within a classroom, both strange and bizarre. Feel free to cut me off when you know it, too. These are very long.
No, so that's... the point is... Oh. Well, wasn't there... If I get it in the first paragraph, it's... If I get it in the first paragraph, it's 3 points. Oh. If I get it in the second paragraph, it's 2 points.
Oh.
And then if I get in the third paragraph, it's 1. Right?
Okay, cool,
Stank says that, right?
Yeah.
So...
So 30 points total.
So 30 points total to pass, which would mean I would need...
No, there's 30 points in total.
Which would mean I would need 70% of that, which would be 21 points.
Cool. Within a classroom, both strange and bizarre, a tale unfolds like a distant star. A creature with tentacles.
Assassination Classroom.
3 points.
Easy.
They're easy.
Honestly, the second you said a weird classroom, I was like, it's probably Assassination Classroom.
Poem 2.
Okay.
You got 3 points.
Gotcha.
Within a realm where beasts take the stage.
Beastars.
God damn it. It's I just, knew they were really easy.
It's just not hard.
6 points.
I have 6.
I can't have homework again, Nick.
Wait. Oh, so if I get it, do you get homework again?
You give me homework, yeah.
I'll assign you 12 episodes of Fullmetal Alchemist.
No.
Why?
I have too much pride. Give me real homework if you get them right.
Okay, fine.
I don't need to react to it. Okay. So, all right. Number 3. In a city adorned with shadows and lore, a group of outcasts seek something more. With abilities as weapons, they roam a tapestry of tales in their hidden tome.
Tokyo Ghoul? That's easy.
No. Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Uh-huh.
From the depths of despair, they emerge, literary giants with powers to surge. Each named after authors of old, their stories entwined, a narrative bold.
Bungo Stray Dogs.
Yes.
Gotcha.
2 points.
Still haven't seen it, but that's fine. That's fine.
Stank cheats a little.
Yeah, at least I know.
8 points.
I got it written down.
Okay, so
yeah.
I thought it was Black Clover. Because tomes and weapons.
Oh, grimoires, but yeah.
It's a book.
I guess.
It is.
Some of them 4. Are scrolls.
In a world where games define their fate, players gather their stories to create a realm of high stakes where destiny lies, a battle of wits where victory implies.
Is it Hell's Parade?
No, this one's fucked. Oh my God.
What? Okay, keep going.
Cards are drawn, their secrets concealed. A thrilling dance with strategies are revealed. Minds clash and scheme, seeking the upper hand in a realm where games become their command.
Wait, games become their command. Is it High Card?
It is High Card.
Let's go!
All right, so from now on, you have to know that Stank is against you.
Okay, I understand now. I was going to guess Kakiguri, but Kakiguri, the cards don't, like, become anything.
I'm more excited now that I know Stank is cheating. I'm fine with getting homework, but this has become more fun now that I know you can't win.
Oh, okay. So best score I can get right now is a 28. All right.
Okay. Within a world of spells and strife, a tale is told brimming with life. A young boy with a golden heart unleashes power, a magical art.
Nothing. Coyote.
Outside?
Yeah.
How many of those could you fight?
Well, Dorothy's driving one of them off right now, so that's a good sign.
That's a big one.
They're huge. Like 40 pounds. I could take like 5.
That's
not many. Yeah, I could take 5.
Okay. With a partner by his side, fierce and true, they face adversaries, both old and new. A tournament of Momoto, a battle intense, where dreams and hope rise in suspense.
The Black Clover?
Nope.
Fucking, I have no idea. Okay, keep going.
He's cheating so hard. Sparks of lightning, emotions ignite, as friendships form, shining bright. An epic journey, bonds that grow, through laughter, tears, highs, and lows. I'm having a lot of fun.
Is sparks of lightning?
Yep.
Oh.
Big giveaway.
Is it Skate the Infinity?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
Why would sparks of lightning
be like, when they grind?
Zatch Bell.
Zatch Bell?
Zatch Bell.
What a... How? It's not even an anime. It's not an anime.
Yes, it is.
Do we agree it was a cartoon?
No. It's an anime. It's from Japan. It's from a manga.
That was like episode 3. I don't remember anything we talked about then. Oh, I am fucky. Okay, whatever. Keep it going.
Let's go.
I'm not watching Arcane. I gotta pull this out of my ass.
Through virtual avatars, they come alive. Warriors united, ready to strive. Against a villain, a digital foe, their mission clear, to strike a blow.
Virtual avatars. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's another one of those shitty fucking shows you like. God damn it, it's from the early 2000s. I remember what it was, and I don't remember what it was called, because it's really bad. The animation was horrific.
If you want to sacrifice a point, the next one gives you a hint at the title.
Okay, go.
They enter the code, a digital gate, into a realm where powers await. Warriors armed with courage and skill, their mission clear, their purpose fulfilled.
Digital gate,
I'll reread the first line because you were waving at a coyote.
I was waving at Dorothy.
They enter the code, a digital gate.
Enter the code, is it Code Lyoko? No, that was the last one.
Boop.
It is Code Lyoko. Yeah. Okay.
2 points.
All right.
How much you got?
I'm down 3. I'm down 6 points. So I'm at 22 already. So I need to ace everything out for me.
Why are you not just saying how many you have? Why are you going in
reverse? It's easier for me to do subtraction.
Okay. In a realm where magic's whispers arise, a story unfolds beneath starlit skies. A world divided on the edge of strife, where ancient powers ignite to life. I don't know what this is. Oh, it's fucked.
Ancient powers ignite to life? I have no idea. I would say Black Clover again because like ancient powers awaken Black Clover, but I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Expand your mind a little beyond anime.
Beyond anime? The show's about anime.
Two souls intertwined in shadows they tread, bound by secrets in a city's thread. Through cobblestone streets and towering spires, their destinies entangled, fueled by desires. I will say you've said the title of this on today's podcast.
Is it Arcane?
Yep.
Let's go,
you're
baby.
Welcome.
I haven't seen it. Half of the things on here I haven't seen.
I think you've already lost anyway.
I think I have 1 point to operate with here.
Okay. In a world where digital realms reside, an epic adventure begins to stride. Children chosen, bound by destiny's decree, their bond with creatures, a sight to see.
Their bond with creatures, is it Digimon?
Yeah.
Let's go!
You gotta ace these.
Oh my god, time to clutch up.
I'm gonna be so upset if I've let you win.
Always leave the back door open, baby.
In a world of music, emotions take flight. A melody weaves, a story ignites. Four souls intertwined, the passion ablaze. In a realm where hearts find solace and grace.
Four souls.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Is it Your Lie in April?
No.
Fuck.
With guitar strings strummed and voices in tune.
You bitch, I know exactly what it is. Fucking A, Stank.
Their harmonies resonate under the moon. A tale of friendship, of scars and healing, where melodies speak that words are concealing.
Literally, didn't we talk about this? It's the guys who get turned into little girls and they have to become a band. And
no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are we not talking about the same thing?
Nope.
It's a band.
Yes.
It's like a girl band.
Nope.
We talked about it. Really?
Yeah.
So four people coming together making music.
Yes. Which is called a band.
And it's not about the girl band thing.
It's a boy band.
I have no fucking idea.
Do you want the last one?
Why not?
Through lyrics penned, emotions unfold. Love and loss, a tale untold. In melodies crafted, their pain finds release. In the rhythm of life, they seek inner peace.
No idea. I'm taking a zero.
Given.
Given?
Given.
What?
Given.
What is given?
It's an anime.
What is given?
It's an anime.
What is... I've never even...
It's a gay band anime.
A gay band anime.
Gay band anime.
Are they all gay?
Yeah.
The whole band is gay.
The whole town is gay.
Why? What is this? What is this crafted amalgamation of... One is not even an anime, mind you. And then the other is about Backstreet Boys backstreeting each other.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, backdoor boys. What is this? Fucking
so I've won.
Rigged.
So I've won.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Do you want it?
No, I think you've won. I think I'm down six. I'm down 10 points. The highest thing is 20. You win.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Let me know how Arcane is next week.
It should have been Woo! At least things I've mentioned in Periphery. Stank knows what I've it seen.
Is. Have you seen Tokyo Godfathers?
What the fuck is Tokyo Godfathers?
That was the last one.
What is that?
That's a movie. It's a famous anime movie.
So famous.
Yes, famous.
About the Godfather?
It's the only anime Christmas movie.
That means nothing to me. It's also probably factually incorrect.
No.
There's many Christmas movies that I'm sure are anime adjacent.
No chance.
It's a stupid game.
Good game.
That was a stupid game.
Good game.
So dumb.
Should we move on?
I want to watch this goddamn League of Legends TV show.
You gotta. Oh, man. You're going to love it. Nick is going to love it.
When everyone's yelling at me because, oh, Nick, why aren't you watching One Piece? Aren't you going to do your One Piece update?
And I'll be like, oh, he's watching Arcane.
And I'm watching
good.
Some blue-haired e-girl with a bazooka. And everyone's like, oh, you understand it.
When you get to episode 3, text me. At the end of episode 3, text me.
You know what? If I had won that, Danny could have watched, the first 12 episodes of Hunter x Hunter. He could have watched many other cultured things.
Yeah. But instead, you're watching a good show.
You could have watched Zetsu no Tempest, Noragami. You could have watched Katana Gatari.
Thanks, Stank. These sound awful.
They're all incredible. They're all objectively very good anime.
We move on? I've had to get going
okay,
for like 15
my bad.
Minutes.
Okay, my best. Oh, let's not sit here and act like you didn't do 25 minutes
I didn't want
of,
to do the game.
Of soliloquy.
I did 25 minutes of slam poetry, as is my right by contract, Nick. As is my right by contract on this podcast. Don't you fuck with me! It is so hot in here, Nick! It is so hot for you to be fucking with my slam poetry time!
This is the part where I clap.
There's oh my god, I'm so hungry. I'm so hot, I need to leave.
Okay, so my best boy of the week is Luffy. Luffy's my best boy of the week because I just watched him defeat Doflamingo.
I don't care.
Only took
20, I don't care.
25 episodes Sorry, there's a heckler in here. And we got a release date for when we're going to see Gear 5 in the anime, and it's mid-July. So, best boy.
That is exciting,
Luffy,
actually.
He's big. Everyone in One Piece is very big. Also, it could have been Zoro, because we saw the King of Hell against King, which everyone's very excited with. Apparently, Wano is popping off.
Does fifth gear come with new powers?
Mm-hmm.
That's hype.
It basically comes with Toon Force. Like, anything he wants happens.
Oh, nice.
Like, he controls imagination.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So, he can just, grab things and turn them into other things.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's such a great natural progression for Luffy to become a literal fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Did you hear? This will be my news.
Okay.
Looney Tunes animator is working on One Piece now.
What?
Like, a Looney Tunes veteran animator is working, he just tweeted... And was just turned in my first scene for One Piece.
Wano's also I wonder if that's what we've been getting, because Wano's been crazy recently. Yeah. Wano's been some of the most gorgeous animation I've ever seen in a weekly anime of all time.
Yeah, Looney Tunes, known for its stunning anime.
I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
It's all hand drawn. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have a best boy?
My best boy, I guess, is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. No, it's not. It's Bungo Stray Dogs Beast. So, there's this manga called Bungo Stray Dogs Beast. That's a what-if manga. And it's if the, one of the main antagonists, if his backstory was changed and became the protagonist, and then the protagonist was the antagonist.
Interesting, okay.
So, they just swap the villain and the hero's roles.
Crazy.
Which is a great, and I got the manga.
That is cool.
It's a great idea. It's a very fun idea. Mm-hmm. What anime would you want to see that in?
Where we switch...
Yeah.
Ooh, what anime were it would be cool to interest. Okay. Should we treat this as our love letter? Because you're on a rush schedule.
Yeah, let's do a love.
So Daniel asks, what show would you want to see the protagonist and the antagonist switch? And I get asked this question all the time. And people are always like, Nick, what would happen if Naruto left the village and Sasuke had to get him back?
Yeah.
And I think genuinely, it would be really interesting to see the different ways they would approach it and see what Naruto would do separately. I don't think Naruto would go to Orochimaru.
Right.
And Naruto is very much in a situation where he should have left the village.
Yeah.
Because there was no reason for him to stay, objectively. He just wanted the entire village to like him. So, seeing how Sasuke would have gone through trying to get Naruto back would have been sick.
Well, that's what's great about that question. And if you answer it properly, it's not just, oh, yeah, what would it be like if Naruto joined the Akatsuki and shit like that? It'd be we have to take what Naruto is like and attribute to why he is the antagonist. He wouldn't just follow the beats that Sasuke followed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's not because he wouldn't make the same objective choices.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't, I don't think, first off, Orochimaru wouldn't have focused on him for a curse mark. So it would have been cool, seeing Sasuke, battle with the curse mark and, giving over power to Orochimaru while trying to remain loyal to Konoha and bring back Naruto. I think that would have been really cool. I think Sasuke would have been a lot more, bloodthirsty in trying to get Naruto back.
Yeah.
And then I think if Naruto was going to align with the Akatsuki, he would have done it in, a very interesting, but also, because they didn't necessarily need him in the Akatsuki.
Yeah.
But, they do need to take out, Kurama. So, it would have been, an interesting way to see him, how he gets sidled in with the Akatsuki, even though they need him to finish the plan.
Yeah.
So, would have been really cool to see. Who would you want to see?
I think Bakugo would be really cool for the same kind of reason where, it wouldn't just
you
be...
Want him to get, do you want him to get All for One or One for All?
He could, I don't know, or by whatever reason, Deku gets One for All, but is the antagonist.
Gotcha.
So, what'd be cool about it is, you have to take into account Bakugo's personality still, where he now becomes the protagonist. And I think you could get a way deeper look at Bakugo if he takes the lead role, where it's why is this kid so angry? He needs to... He needs to, complete these missions. He needs to be, because he's a protagonist, he needs to be, the one acing the missions.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone with such a temper convince others to help him? You know what I mean?
Gotcha, yeah.
It would force Bakugo to develop charisma.
Because that's never the main character. It's the side screamy character is always the side
exactly.
screamy character.
So they never need to stop being screamy. But, Deku, for example, needs to learn... to be more confident and to to get other people to trust him, to get him to work with him. Same with Naruto, where Naruto needs to settle the fuck down at times to prove to other people that he is competent, he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
And so, like, we get a better deep dive on a side character's personality.
That would be kind of sick. Yeah. I would love, because Bakugo is taking, like, a big step forward character development-wise in the manga.
Yeah.
Which has been really cool. So, yeah, that's a great question, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you.
Really good love letter this
week.
Thank you. I want to do my flashback episode, my little bit of news, okay. And then we can kiss it goodbye.
Very cool.
JJK Season 2 got a trailer.
Yeah.
And it looks so good.
It looks great. New director, too.
What?
Yeah, that's why it looks so different and good.
Really?
It looks very Chainsaw Man.
It looks like the manga. So the manga is, like, there's moments where the manga is really goofy. Yeah. Like, JJK is, like, objectively, like, one of the funnier, like, of the shonen, I think. And there's,
disagree,
like,
but go on.
It's just, like, and then there's, like, these, like, Gojo is, like, a very goofy, like, character. Yeah. And, like, it's also, like, this is a very goofy arc, but also, like, has some of the cooler, like, more, like, feral moments out of everything. Because, like, it's, like, Gojo versus Toji and all of that. And, like, we got to see, like, what the battle is going to look like. They changed how Toji Fushiguro looks because he looked terrible in season one. They made him hot again, which was awesome. And then just, like, I'm just so excited, but, like, at the same time, like, so apprehensive, because this is where JJK gets sad. Like, it's like this season and everything beyond it is sad.
That's hype. I'm into that because I don't like the comedy of JJK.
Like, it's like the long existing trope in the JJK manga is, like, Yuji losing his smile.
Nice. Like, it's like, I'm so into that.
Yeah, it's like Yuji slowly but surely, like, it's just like we haven't seen him smile in like 150 chapters.
That's, dude, that fucker needs to get his smile taken. I'm excited.
You say that, but, like, it's so sad.
I'm so excited.
He was such a happy boy before, and now he doesn't smile anymore. So, like, it's just, like, seeing, like, the stylistic, like, the moments where, like, Gojo and Geto are, like, walking around, like, their friendship makes me happy. And then, like, getting a deeper dive into Geto's backstory and, like, understanding how he got to the idea of killing all non-sorcerers, really cool. So, like, JJK Season 2, I'm unbelievably hyped. It's all I'm going to talk about in July, so you have to watch it with me.
Well, I will. I'll be watching
I'm going to be fucking... Yeah. I'm going to be... unbearable.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the fucking worst when it comes down to it. So yeah, JJK Season 2 trailer came out. You should watch it. It's very good. Thank you guys so much for watching Otaku's Anonymous. I've been Nick, also known as NC Hammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander. Just started 12 new pages. 12. So if you're listening to this podcast in English, but your home language is Portuguese, Spanish, French, Chinese, Arabic, Hindu, Tagalog, Indonesian.
Okay.
There's a German, French,
nice.
Which apparently is a real language. I'm just finding this out.
What?
And there's a couple of other ones. If you speak any of the 12 biggest languages on earth, we're translating NC Hammer 23 to those languages. So go follow NC Hammer 23 in Spanish, in Portuguese, in Chinese, and all of those are in, like, if you were to say NC Hammer in Chinese, it would be, it's written out in Chinese. I don't know how to say it. But yes, AI is crazy and it's also expensive. So that's me, Daniel, who's now in a rush to go get a coffee at 8 p.m.
I've been hot, hungry, in a rush, and also Danny Mata. Mm-hmm. You can find me as Danny Mata on YouTube, where I do reactions. I'm reacting to Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood now, so I'm finally losing my anime V card.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah, do that.
Don't let him play the victim. He got here at 6:30.
I'm so hungry. I was watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, your life is so hard.
It's so hard.
So hard.
It's so hard for me.
All right, we love you. Goodbye.
Bye. Mwah.